Hi, and welcome to today's webinar. This webinar is going to give you a brief idea on how to verify that your company is ready for the end of year filings and provide you with some important dates and information about year end with work. I'm Sarah, and I'll be moderating the chat today for questions. And the presenter is Jacqueline. And today she will be going over what you see here on the screen. So we're going to talk about the year end guide. That handout is actually going to be in the webinar. So if you haven't received it already, you can download it from the webinar, and it will also be available after this recording as well. So before we get started, I want to go over some general housekeeping items. So you're going to be on mute throughout the webinar. So if at any point during the webinar you'd like to ask a question, please use the question box the question box located in the control panel. You can use the arrow to expand or collapse the panel. And finally, a common question we get is if attendees will receive a recording, and the answer is yes. All registrants will receive a recording of the webinar within one business day. So with that, I'll hand it over to Jacqueline.
Perfect. Thank you, Sarah, very much. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our webinar today. As Sarah said, we're going to kind of go over a couple of different things, year-end key dates, just to get you guys set up and ready to go. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So that you guys can see that. All right, it looks like you can see. So as Sarah said, we're going to go over a couple of things with today's agenda, year-end guide, key dates, company audit information, employee audit information, as well as a couple of notes for mid-year starts. If you need access to the guide, you can find it in the handout section of the webinar. Let's go ahead and get started. So I have my year-end guide pulled up here. Where we're going to start is we're going to kind of do an overview of the different things that you will need within this guide. We're going to start actually on page 4. Page 4 is our year-end checklist. This is going to kind of give you an idea of what kind of information you need to do throughout the end of the year to make sure that everything is correct. Ensure your W-2s are accurate. Make sure all of your information is in there so that we can file your returns and make payments timely and correctly. Also, it's going to let you know if you need to void anything. Make sure unemployment rate changes have been submitted to us, as well as any questions you might have about fringe benefits and third-party sick, to get that submitted timely so we can make sure that it's on the W-2s and on your returns as well. On next page, page 5 is kind of an overview of our key dates. So these are dates that you'll want to be aware of that work has set up to make sure that everything is done by in order to ensure that everything gets processed timely. Make sure we're filing returns timely, W-2s timely, and ensure that your W-2s get the W-2s on time. So you can see different dates out here. We're asking that you kind of walk through these dates. Employee information, which we're going to talk about a little later today, we want you guys to double check that by the 30th. Make sure that the employee's information is accurate. We have a correct address, correct Social Security number, names are correct. We want to make sure that everything in the system is correct so that when we process W-2s, they process correctly. You'll be able to, I'm going to walk you through how to preview your W-2s, take a look at it, make sure your information's accurate, make sure everything comes over. By the 10th, we're asking that you have any kind of adjustment payrolls in the 10th of December, just to make sure that there are any adjustments, fringe benefits, third-party sick pay. Make sure all that information is in the system. We know that sometimes stock options will come out, and those we would like in by the 15th of December if possible. Bonuses, if you're going to have bonuses for the end of the year, go ahead and if you can, submit a plan to us through your CSM or through our support team, just to make sure we have the correct date info in there, make sure we have payroll set up for it, and we can make sure those payrolls get paid timely, whether they be direct deposit or live checks for your employees. Please make sure that all final payrolls are processed prior to the 30th of December. This ensures that we make sure that all of our information is accurate. We're going to go ahead and close years and quarters and make sure that all the information is correct and ready to go so we can start processing returns as well as W-2s. If you can also approve the W-2s, and I'll kind of walk you through that process here in a few minutes just to kind of see how this is your way of letting us know that these W-2s are correct, you've verified the information, you've made sure everything looks correct, and we would love it if you would do it by the 30th of December. All the wage-based changes that will go into effect, FUTA, Medicare, Social Security, as well as the state unemployment wage bases, those will automatically be updated in the system. They should be updated as of the 1st of January. That's something that the work system will automatically update. The only thing that we ask is that you send us your SUTA rates, so your state unemployment rates. We will need those as soon as possible just to make sure that when you process your first payroll of the year, that it has the correct unemployment information and we're filing at the correct rate. Copies of your quarter four 2021 and all your year-end reporting will be in the work system by the 31st of January, as well as making sure that we hit the W-2 and W-3 filing deadlines. All W-2s got to have to be the employees. They must be postmarked by January 31st. And then any 2021 amendments, whether you had changes that came up, something that came up after we closed the quarter, work will take care of those, but we will not begin those until after February 7th. For more information on that, you can read a little bit further in the year-end guidelines. There'll be information on the amendments for next year. Okay. The next thing we have now is our work holidays. Work holidays and bank holidays. These are just kind of upcoming holidays to make sure that you plan payrolls around, whether it's your bonus payrolls, any regular payrolls that may or may not fall on a holiday. As far as for the rest of this year, we've got work holidays of New Year's Eve. We're also off on Thanksgiving as well as the day after Thanksgiving. However, the day after Thanksgiving is not a banking holiday. But these are the holidays for the rest of this year, starting in December, as well as through the end of December next year. You'll also find all the bank holidays for next year. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, days like that to make sure that we have everything in the system and your payrolls will be up to date and paid on the correct date. This will also tell you when we're closed. So these will be the holidays that will be closed on us, so you can plan that accordingly as well. Okay, next, important direct deposit information. So on page 7 here, we have direct deposits, making sure that if your check date is on Thanksgiving, we have to have it by 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Friday the 19th, and then you can make the check date the Wednesday the 24th. If your check date is the Friday the 26th, as long as we have it by Monday the 22nd, your check date can still be Friday the 26th. As I said, it's not a banking holiday. As well as Christmas Eve and the New Year's Eve, neither one of those are banking holidays. So you can go ahead and process payroll as you would normally on the Tuesday before those dates. And those will process for Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, depending on if you have check dates, if you'd like to process. If you'd like to process a day earlier, like the 23rd or the 30th, we would need to process it a day earlier. So we would need to process it on Monday versus Tuesday. And I'm sure you can talk to your CSM or support to get more information on that. Okay, so deadlines to submit changes. Again, we just ask that we have any information by December 30th so we can make sure that we have all that. So now what we're going to do is we're going to move on to our next step. This is kind of an idea of the year-end guide and key dates. Now I'm going to take you into the system and we're going to take a look at the W-2s, the processes as far as company audits, what you can look for, employee audits, what you can look for, and that type of information. So I'm going to get this pulled up here for us. Okay, we are logged into, this is one of my test companies. And I went ahead and verified we have the correct information. So what I really want to do here is I want to go down here. So under our hamburger menu, we're going to go to the little two people or the team icon. And we're going to go payroll. And we're going to go quarter and year-end process and company tax years. So this is going to bring you to this screen here. What we're looking at is we're looking at 2021 because that's the current year that we are in. And you can see I have 18 W-2s out here right now. If I go in here, this is going to kind of take us through the year-end processing screen. This is something you would do normally after quarter end, and I can kind of give you a brief overview of how to close quarter end as well. But this is where you're going to go to approve your W-2s. If you click on, you see right here and right here, it's a little statement that says there are 18 W-2s which require approval. If I click on that, that's going to pull up my W-2 screen. So this is all my W-2s that I have for 2021. Right now they're set as an approval status of new. This is where I'm going to go to verify the information, make sure everything looks okay. If I click this first little magnifying glass and paper here, it's going to pull up a preview of the W-2. So you're going to see the employee's identification number, employee's company or the employer's company address. Now this name and address will come from your federal name and address. So whatever is listed on your 941s is what's going to appear on here. Unless we need to change that for a mailing address or something like that, we can do that. You want to look at the employee's information down here. Julie Adams, make sure first name, last name is correct, Main Street, her address is correct, and verify that it has information in the boxes. If an employee is marked exempt, for example, for federal, you'll see this box here, box one, will have zero in here. That's because it's an exempt employee. If they're marked incorrectly in the system, can make it so that there's no federal taxes. We want to make sure that that doesn't happen. We want to make sure that there are wages in there. And they can be exempt as far as not withheld from for federal, which would mean that this box would still show wages, but box two would be zero because they wouldn't have any federal tax withholding. You can see here, I can already notice that there's something wrong with this W-2 because this employee doesn't have a Social Security number. So this right here tells me, okay, there's something I need to go fix on Julie Adams because she doesn't have a Social Security number. So this is kind of a way to walk through and make sure that everything looks okay, make sure that everything is set up correctly. Okay. W-2s this year will be sent to the employees via mail. However, one of the things that your employees can do is they can sign up to get them electronically. By signing up to get them electronically, what that means is that once you approve the W-2s and everything is closed out, your employees will then have them available online. So if they were to go, for example, to employee self-service, which I don't have active right now, if they were to go to employee self-service, they would be able to see their W-2 as soon as you approve them. And it's a wonderful way, it cuts back on costs so that we don't have to send out a mail. We don't have to send things out in the mail. They don't get lost. And it ensures that if for some reason their addresses are wrong and it hasn't been updated correctly, the employee is still going to get a copy of it. Delivered straight to their email or whatever they have set up as far as notifications. And then let's see. So in this instance, we know that Julie Adams is incorrect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go here to the hamburger menu, my little team icon, my teams, and employee information. And this is going to be where I want to update her information, make sure that everything is in here. So I'm going to pull up Julie Adams here. And I'm going to take a look at the information. We know that she doesn't have a Social Security number in here, so I'm going to go to the main tab. And let's see. Let me get pulled up here. So right here where it says National ID, I'm going to go ahead and update her information. In this instance, I'm just going to kind of put a number in here just so that I have a number in here. You want to verify that you have the correct information in there. Social Security numbers, for example, are very particular with what can and can't be in there. It can't start with 9999. It can't start with all three of the same numbers, so like 111, 222. Those are invalid Social Security numbers. So you want to verify the information, make sure that everything is in there correctly. And Social Security numbers and addresses are in there and update and correct. The other thing that you can do is once you have that information updated, and maybe you want to take a look at the employee's taxes, make sure the taxes are correct and everything. So what I want to do is I want to take a look at them. I want to go to the team icon, payroll. I'm going to do reports. I'm going to do taxes, tax wage details, and I like to do tax wage details by account. And what this is going to do is this is going to pull up all my employees. I want to take a look at the subject wages versus what their regular wages are. Just to kind of get a brief glance, make sure everything is correct, make sure our numbers are calculating correctly. So in this example, I'm going to add and remove columns. And I'm going to leave in the employer these amounts here because I want those. But I don't want these right here. So gross wages, gross subject wages, I don't necessarily need those. What I want to look at is the subject wages. Subject wages are going to be what appears on the W-2 in the different boxes. For example, if I pull up here, we're going to ungroup this for a second. And I want to look at OASDI, for example. So this is going to show me, okay, so the record, it added my columns back in. Hold on. That is not okay. We're going to take those back out again. Gross wages and gross subject wages. So then I only have subject. So now what I'm doing is I'm taking a look at this column right here. This is the record subject wages. This is what's going to appear on box 3 of the W-2. It's going to show this amount here. And what I would simply do is just kind of do some base math to do some testing. I would take that number times 6.2%. So let me get my calculator out here. Give me 1 second. So if we look at the top one, I'm going to do 8778.29 times 6.2%, and I got 554.25. That matches what I have here. So that tells me that Julie Adams, in this example, is calculating correctly. You can do a couple of little odds and ends, kind of do a brief glance, make sure that everything is calculating correctly, everything matches. You want to verify the taxable information. You can also, in your W-2s, when you're looking at them, and we're going to go back there real quick. Again, we're going to go to payroll, our little teams icon, payroll, and I want quarter and year end, company tax years. We can don't need to save that. I'm going to go back in here. Again, if you click on this, it's going to pull your W-2s up. And we're going to look at Julie Adams again. So the other thing I want to look at is I want to look at her box 16 compared to our box 1. In most situations, box 16 and box 1 should match. In this case, I don't have anything down here in the state. I'm going to look at that and question that. Now, in this example, Julie is from Washington. So Washington has no state income tax, so that makes sense. She shouldn't have anything down there. Now, if she were from Massachusetts, Indiana, someplace like that that has state income tax, all that information would be down here. And you would do the same thing that you'd verify the state information, make sure that you have the correct state ID number in here, verify state wages and income tax, everything looks correct and matches correctly. In addition, they may have locals, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Maryland, all those have locals, and that information will be bound here in box 18, 19, and 20. In order to verify that we have the correct information set up for tax information, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go here to my little cogwheel. I'm going to do payroll setup, and I'm going to do company taxes. And what I want to look at here is I'm looking at here to see if there's anything that doesn't have a taxable ID number. So if I pop in here to Colorado, what I'm looking for is there anything in the state EIN box? The state EIN box is going to make sure that all that information is filed correctly and timely. Most states require that you have a state EIN set up and in the system in order to file returns and information like that. It also makes it easier for employees when filing their W-2s to have that information updated in there. So if you see some in here that don't have ID numbers or set as applied for, go ahead and make sure that you contact the agencies and get that ID information and sent over so our tax team and our tax tech bot can get that updated. Let's see. Bear with me, I'm double checking my notes. Let's see. Okay, got all that. Let's talk about this one right here. Sorry about that. So we've kind of looked through the company audit information as well as the employee audit information. So now a couple of little notes to remember going forward. If you are a mid-year start, meaning that you started with work, maybe you started in second quarter or third quarter or even a fourth quarter, you want to make sure that any companies that you were with before are not filing your annual returns, as work loads that information into the system to ensure that your annual returns are correct at the end of the year. Making sure W-2s are right, returns right, and any of that information. If anybody has ACA set up on their platform, you will see a webinar coming soon. For those of you who have ACA, I think that's all I have. The only other big thing is to make sure that you are double checking everything. Best bet is to get your employees to set up for electronic W-2s. It's the easiest thing in the world. They can go to self-service, much like they would register to have their W-2 or their direct deposit sent to them. They can do the same thing with W-2s. Just make sure that they get their information early and all that. Refer to the year-end guide that we have. Again, it's here in the chat. You'll also can access a copy of it on Work Connect. If you have any questions, information, dates needed, just make sure that you double check, triple check everything to ensure that everything is set up correctly. Does anybody have any questions? Doesn't look like we have any questions at this point. If you do have any questions or anything like that, you can always submit a case to support. Support will reach out and give you all the information that you need. Refer to your year-end guide. And if there are no other questions, I don't really have anything else.
All right, thank you, Jacqueline. We'll leave the questions open for a little bit just in case some people are typing in those questions. And just a reminder that this webinar will be available in about one business day. All right, well, thank you guys for attending the webinar. And again, the webinar will be available to you in about one business day. I'll leave this open for just a little bit longer, but that is all that we have for you today. So thank you very much for attending.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, we do have one question. Is the electronic consent just for employees to receive their W-2 via email?
It's for their it's what the electronic consent is for the W-2s to be available within the work system. So they'll get an email stating that their W-2 is available and they'll be able to log into work under self-service and access that W-2.
Okay. Is this only available for active employees?
Correct. Unfortunately, it's only available for active employees because terminated don't have access to work anymore. However, we will still mail out W-2s for terminated employees to ensure that they get them timely.
All right. Another question is, how do we compare our employee data to their W-2s?
So it's verifying that the information is flowing over. You can pull up, what I like to do is look at the W-2s and then do a new window to show, like I can see, show you here. So I do a new window so that I can verify by going here. Little team, my team, employee information, and I just pull up the employee and look at the address information, verify that what is in the system here is what is on their W-2s. Julie, for example, we updated her social security number.
Hey, Jacqueline, can you share the other screen? Okay, thanks.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, so as I was saying, I usually open up a new window. If you go to the hamburger menu, you can do this little arrow here and do new window. And then what I did is I went to the hamburger menu, the little team, under my team employee information, and I just kind of compare the two. So I'm looking at personal information here for Julie. So we're over on my other window. I'm going to go ahead and under the team icon, and go to payroll and go to quarter end, year end, company tax years. We're going to go to the little paper with the dollar sign. Click on our little W-2 link here. And look at her W-2 here. So what I like to do is just kind of a comparison here. Her social security number has not updated because I haven't recalculated it. Let me go ahead and if I hit the back button here, we're going to go ahead and recalculate W-2s. So what this is going to do is update the information. So now if I go in here, it should be able to look at Julia's W-2. And now you can see the social security number that I typed in there is in there now. And it's just verifying the information, making sure that what is here is what pulled over from here. As well as you can do the same thing with the taxable wage detail report that I showed you earlier. Verify that all your subject gross wages match point by point by point.
Okay, and another question is, in the past, work used to show us what reports to run to verify their payroll information, such as taxes, Section 125, 401k.
So the reports that you would run for that, those are very detailed reports. And let me see. You're going to go to the little person. Again, you're going to go reports. And there's different things. Payroll history is the one I like to run. And you can do pay statement history or summary within details. That's going to give you what's on the pay statement. For 401k, Section 125, if you do the earnings, deductions, and tax listing summary, that's going to pull up all that information. I am not 100% sure if I have any of that in this company. But we'll take a look and see what I got here. Yeah, I don't think that I do. But this is where you're going to go to look at that information. You'll be able to pull in 401k, make sure that that information matches what's on the W-2, as well as for Section 125, because that'll flow through to Box DD, making sure that all the health cares are together and in the W-2 correctly.
Okay, we don't have any more questions coming in.
Okay, perfect.
So, okay. All right, well, thank you guys again, and you will be receiving the webinar.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.